Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some.
How come your eggs are sunny side up? You always like to have them scrambled.
Miss Garrett forgot, but I can still have them scrambled. All I gotta do is this.
Okay, they're scrambled now.
By the way, this note came under the door this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Who's that from, Daddy?
This is a letter from the people that own this apartment building. They've sold it, and it's now under new management.
Uh-oh, bad news.
Why is that bad news?
Well, we used to live under new management meant the building's falling down, but the rent's going up.
You know, this really bugs me. They promised me that if they ever sold it, I'd have first shot at this building.
Why would you want to shoot a building?
No, honey, what it means is we might have to move. Right, Mr. Drummond?
No, according to this letter, the new landlord will honor all leases. I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Me and Willis never met our landlord. Once a month, our mama would hold a check up to the door, and a hand would reach in and grab it.
I had a landlord once who was such a cheapskate. His idea of redecorating was putting a new light bulb in the refrigerator.
Yeah. Well, hey, not all landlords are bad. Daddy's company owns a few shopping centers, and he's the nicest, most considerate landlord in the whole world.
Kimberly, you didn't have to say that, even if every word of it's true.
That's right. Our landlord gives us our allowance right on time.
And I spend it right on time.
Hey, look at the time. If you'll excuse me, I have to go and evict a tenant. No, really. I'll see you later, gang. I have an appointment.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice day.
Have a good day.
I think I'll watch his limousine pull out of the garage on my telescope.
Oh, you gotta watch that. Or the doorman flirting with the lady cab driver.
I'll watch whoever starts first.
Chucky, I'm lonely. What you doing?
Just a minute, Barbie. I've got to give these plants some tender, loving care.
I know someone else who needs some tender, loving care, Chucky Poo.
Animal.
Who are you? What are you doing there? What are you laughing at?
My name is Arnold, and I was just laughing at something that I was looking at through my telescope.
Oh, yeah? What?
The doorman kisses a cab driver.
This city is so depraved.
How old are you?
Eight.
You can't live in this building.
I can, too.
No, you can't.
I can, too. Mrs. Garrett! Mrs. Garrett! Kimberly Willis! Mrs. Garrett!
What? What is...
What's the matter, Arnold?
I'm embarrassed. There's this ugly head that looked like it had no body. And it said...
A person can't have a head with no body.
Sure they can. Heard the elevator operator say he dated a girl with a great face, but no body.
Now, really, Willis.
But I mean it, Mrs. Garrett. And the head said I can't live here.
What do you mean you can't live here?
Don't open it. It might be the head.
Don't worry, Arnold. If it's just a head, I'll stick my thumb in its ear and roll it away like a bowling ball.
Is this the Drummond department?
Yes.
May I speak to Mr. Drummond, please?
Mr. Drummond's not home just now.
I'm Mr. Sutton, the new owner of the building.
Oh.
I'm living temporarily in the apartment next door.
Mm-hmm.
My card, Mrs. Drummond?
Oh, I'm Mrs. Garrett, the housekeeper.
Housekeeper, huh? These things cost money, you know. Now, who are these children?
Mr. Drummond's.
Why?
How old are they?
Why do you ask?
The leases here don't allow preteen children to live in the building. If I had my way, there wouldn't be any children living anywhere. You have an 8-year-old here named Arnold, so you'll have to move.
Move?
Unless you want to send Arnold to camp for 5 years.
Oh, Mr. Sutton, you were a child once.
No, I skipped childhood. I went right from birth to landlord. Now, where is this little Arnold?
Arnold? You mean Cousin Arnold. He's only visiting here. Right, kids?
Now, who are these two, and how old are they?
Well, I'm Willis, and I'm 13.
I'm Kimberly, and I'm 14.
Oh, yes, I heard about this family. I heard that Mr. Drummond has 3 children.
3? 3.
Oh, sure. There's Arthur. He's the oldest.
How old is Arthur?
He's 15.
And where is Arthur?
Who? Oh, Arthur. Where's Arthur? Where's Arthur?
He's not here. He went out.
Yeah, he's at baseball practice. He's a shortstop.
Shortstop? I'd like to see him for myself.
Goodness, you're suspicious. Don't you trust people?
I did till I was 3 years old. My parents moved to Cleveland and didn't bother to tell me. I'll see you again at 2:00. And if I don't see little Arthur here, I'm going to hand this whole thing over to my lawyers. See you at 2:00.
You'll certainly be welcome. Any landlord of Mr. Drummond's is a landlord of mine.
Now that was fast thinking, Mrs. Garrett.
It sure was.
Oh, yeah? How am I going to age 7 years by 2:00?
It's easy. I just aged 10 years in 2 minutes. Oh, please forgive me. I didn't know what else to say. I figured I'd stall him until your dad came home. Oh, I'll have to rest now. I'm allergic to lying. It's stuffing up my sinuses. Oh.
Would you really have to move all on account of me?
Gee, I hope not. Daddy would be crushed. He lived here with Mother before she died.
Maybe Mr. D gets home from work and give Mr. Sutton a change his mind.
Are you kidding? You heard the man. He hates children.
Yeah. If you lived on Sesame Street, Big Bird would wind up in a frying pan.
What are we going to do?
Look, it's all my fault. I'll just go over to that landlord and throw myself on his mercy.
Doesn't have any.
I'll get him some. And then I'll hit him with something he can't resist.
What's that?
My surefire sad face.
If you do that, the man's gonna throw a net on you.
Well, look, when Mr. D gets home, we'll tell him what happened, and maybe he can make up some kind of story.
No, forget it. You can't trust Daddy. He always tells the truth. But I know we've got to do something. You heard what Mr. Sutton said about his lawyers.
Hey, now we don't mess with no lawyers. We wind up in jail.
With my luck, even jail won't take kids my age.
I got an idea how to stall Mr. Sutton. And if it works, maybe he won't even bother with Mr. D.
What is it?
Cousin Arnold, you're about to become my big brother, Arthur.
What you talking about, Willis?
Can you guys hurry up? It's 2:00.
It's way here. We'd be out here.
Yeah.
Oh,
You look terrific, Arnold.
Don't forget he's Arthur now.
Okay, are you okay on those stilts?
If this is what they mean by getting high, I don't want to be no part of it.
Just don't think about it.
That's hard to do it. The knees are shaking and they ain't even yours.
Just try to walk natural. Listen, the best thing for you to do is to stand in one place.
I can't do that. You should have got me a pair of stilts with training wheels.
Hang in there. Just don't try no disco dancing.
Whoa!
You get the door, I'll hold them up.
Okay. I hope Daddy doesn't find out about this one. Oh, hi, Mr. Sutton.
Hello.
Come in. Well, yes, you know Willis, and this is my 15-year-old big brother, Arthur.
Arthur, huh?
Yeah.
He doesn't look 15 to me.
I'm 15 if I'm an inch.
You look like the kid I saw out in the terrace.
Me? I don't look like that little shrimp.
How come he walks so strange?
He's a strange kid.
Oh.
As Arthur hurt his leg in baseball practice, didn't you, Arthur?
Oh, yeah, but it's not too serious. I set the bone myself.
If you excuse us now, Arthur has to go soak his stilts.
I mean, shame.
What was that?
Bye-bye, Mr. Sutton. Thanks for dropping by.
Who do you think you're kidding? You're not going to get rid of me that easy. I want to see Arnold and Arthur in the same room.
That's impossible.
Why?
Because Arnold went home.
Where does he live?
Brooklyn.
How's that again?
Bronx.
How can he live in the Bronx and Brooklyn at the same time?
He uses a skateboard.
Right.
Well, bye-bye, Mr. Sutton. Have a good day.
Have a good day. It was very nice meeting you.
Oh, well, I had a real good rest, and I...
Hi, Mrs. Garrett.
Oh, I'll get it, Mrs. Garrett.
Who was it?
Why did you do that?
I didn't know it was you.
Oh? You want me to show you my driver's license?
Well, I really didn't expect you home so early. I thought I was a plant salesman.
Oh. Hi, Willis. Hi, Arnold.
Hi.
Oh, who are you?
I'm Mr. Sutton, your new landlord.
Hi, I'm... Arnold!
Don't tell me you're cousin Arnold, too.
What are you kids up to?
Well, Daddy, we're just playing with our big brother, Arthur.
That's right, because cousin Arnold ain't around.
Who ain't around? Here. What's this?
I'm breaking in a new pair of elevator shoes.
Now, what is going on here?
I'll tell you what's going on, Drummond. Your lease does not allow an 8-year-old child to live in this building.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about if you're not out by the end of the month, I'm going to evict you.
Evict us?
No place to live at my age. There ought to be an old folks home for 8-year-olds.
Mr. Sutton, I can't believe you're serious about evicting my family.
That's what a lot of my tenants say when they find themselves with their furniture out on the sidewalk.
And always at Christmas time, right?
Oh, that's low, Drummond. Low. True, but low.
Look, Mr. Sutton, if pre-teenage children aren't permitted in this building, how come the old landlord didn't object?
Oh, he was one of those nice guys. He didn't deserve the name, landlord.
I just don't understand. What have you got against little children?
I get more rent without them. And children make noise. Their toys are noisy. Even their cereals make noise.
Not ours. Our cereals don't snap, crackle, and pop. Ours just lie there and go, shh.
Cute, very cute. That's another thing. Kids spread germs.
I wouldn't worry if I were you. No self-respecting germ would go near you.
Sticks and stones, Drummond. What's more, children are untidy. They're messier than dogs.
Well, I'll just have Willis follow me around with a shovel.
This is just ridiculous. I'll go and get my copy of the lease and I'll find out just what my rights are.
Do that, Drummond. Do it. Say, aren't there a lot of lights burning this early in this apartment? I mean, I do pay the utility bills, you know. Why not have a candlelight dinner?
Thanks. You're not my type.
Yeah.
I happen to be a married man.
My condolences to your wife. How can you even consider evicting this sweet little boy? Just look at that face.
And that laughing mouth. And those adorable, chubby little cheeks. Yeah. And don't forget my twinkling eyes.
I'm not impressed. When I was a kid, I used to boo Shirley Temple.
All right. Now we will go through this lease and find out exactly where I stand. Uh-huh. Here it is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No pre-teenagers, right?
Mm-hmm. We are in trouble.
Clause 12E, my favorite clause. Gosh, I love the real estate business.
Mr. Sutton, if you owned the North Pole, Santa Claus would be out on his ice.
You don't like me, do you?
Oh.
Well, guess what? I don't care. When I want love, I go to the bank.
Well, gang, I don't approve of your prank, but thank you for doing it. I know why you did it. It looks like we're going to have to find ourselves a new place to live.
Oh, no, that's no fair. They do that.
Mr. Drummond, how about Alaska? You know, the landlord ejects the kids. Maybe we could pass on off as a penguin.
You know, sometimes I think it would be a better world if they left the building standing and tore down some of the landlords.
See, Mr. Drummond, it's all my fault that you have to leave this beautiful apartment.
Now, Arnold, you're much more important than any apartment.
I'd run away if you let me cross the street.
It's true, I have a lot of memories here, and this place is important to me. But times change, and I guess you just have to change with them. We'll find another place every bit as nice as this, won't we, Mrs. Garrett?
Every bit.
But it won't mean as much to you as this one.
Oh, come on. Look, we've got our health. We've got each other. In fact, I'd say we've got just about everything.
Yeah, everything but a forwarding address.
Come on, kids. I've seen happier faces in a can of sardines.
This is the last soda we're ever slurping, the last corn we're ever pop.
Oh, Arnold, we'll just do it in another apartment.
Just ain't the same, slurping and popping in a strange place.
Hello, family.
Hi, Mr. Drummond.
Yeah, hello.
Any luck finding an apartment?
I'm afraid not.
Oh, dear.
Well, the broker thought he had a place. The advertisement said conveniently located near transportation. That meant that if you swam across the Hudson, you could catch the subway.
Have you seen what's in the Hudson River? You can walk across it.
Excuse me, they're playing my song.
Good afternoon.
You want a bet?
This is my wife.
Pleased to meet you.
Congratulations. I didn't expect anyone human.
I wish you'd try to behave like a lady, Mrs. Garrett.
I always behave like a lady. If you have any doubt, we can settle it down in the parking lot.
What is it this time, Sutton?
Oh, hello, Drummond. This is my wife. She's arrived from Chicago. She's an interior decorator. She wants to look at this apartment for the new tenants.
Well, it's not convenient right now.
Drummond, just because I'm evicting you doesn't mean we can't be friends.
Oh, sure. And every year we can have a party celebrating the anniversary of our eviction.
Hey, Mr. Drummond, we're going down to the park to... Oh, it's you. Return of the werewolf.
The
Is that Arnold, the illegal squatter?
This is my son, Arnold, Mrs. Sutton.
Mrs. Sutton? You mean to tell me you still live with your mother?
I beg your pardon.
I'll have you know, this lady is my wife.
Oh, well, I guess that was your daughter I saw kissing you out on the terrace yesterday.
We don't have a daughter, do we?
Oh, well, anyway, she sure was pretty.
Emily, the boy doesn't know what he's talking about. I don't know any pretty ladies. Except for you, of course.
Sure you do. Don't you remember she called you Chucky Poo? And she had that crazy laugh.
That one, you said she died.
Emily, the boy is obviously lying.
Now, hold it right there, Chucky Poo.
My son is not lying. If Arnold says a lady kissed you on your terrace, that's where she kissed you. Norman, you know, children often have active imaginations.
So do adults. I'm calling my lawyer.
Oh, wait a minute, Emily. The boy said he saw what he didn't see. He obviously has bad eyesight.
He does not.
Of course he does. Here. Tell me what's on the cover of this magazine.
Arnold, go ahead. He's asking for it. Give it to him.
What's on the cover of this magazine?
A man in a gray suit carrying a brown suitcase with the initials RJ on it. He has a gray hat with a blue feather.
Lucky guess.
Bad eyesight, huh?
Oh, wait a minute, Emily. He's memorized every magazine in this apartment. Oh. Bet you can't read this.
Laws to protect families who rent have been enacted in several states. Michigan, New York, New Jersey.
He shouldn't be reading this.
What is that?
Oh, nothing.
On top of it, it says fair housing for families with children.
Fool. Oh, you are such a fool, Chucky Poo.
Emily. Wait, Emily.
Fool.
Don't call me a fool in front of the tenants.
Classy couple.
What are you yelling about?
Yeah, what's going on in here?
Hey, I was just going to call you. Great news. We don't have to move.
Yeah, right.
Why would I have to move? You know, what happened?
Well, Mr. Sutton didn't tell us about a law that says it's illegal to refuse to rent to anybody because of age.
Oh.
And that definitely includes little cousin Arnold.
Not to mention big brother Arthur.
Arnold, you saved the day.
All right. But there's still one thing I don't understand. If that lady I saw Mr. Sutton kissing on the terrace wasn't his wife or his daughter, then who was she?
Well, we just don't know, Arnold.
Well, I guess it was just some kind of bimbo.
Scroll.